Now, you three are about to view recorded material that has been restricted for centuries. It carries the highest possible security rating, as does whatever information we may bring back from our little trip. You are not to discuss 00 with anyone, no matter how high ranking, without checking with me first. Contravening this order may be punishable by death, and even I couldn't save you then. Pay close attention to the recording, and save any questions till afterwards.
He paused a moment to let the seriousness of his words sink in. A series of security warnings scrolled up before them.
You're about to see a recording of the last log entry from 00 Scientific Base, made by Base Commander Jorgensen. She downloaded it into a security buoy and blasted it into high orbit, just before everything went to hell.
He paused again, remembering another time like this. Then it had been he and Investigator Frost, studying the last words from Unseelie's Base 13. But then, a lot of Silence's career seemed to consist of cleaning up after other people's messes. The recording began, and he decided he didn't really have anything more worth saying. The view screen filled with the head and shoulders of Base Commander Jorgensen. She was a pleasant enough-looking woman in her early 30s, her generous mouth set in a grim line. She wore her long dark hair in a single functional braid, draped over her left shoulder. The camera pulled back to show her seated before a desk, littered with scattered papers. A hand disruptor lay within easy reach. It looked large and clumsy compared to the modern-day model. Somebody had taken a shot at the commander. There was a large scorch mark darkened with dried blood on her left side, and there were beads of sweat on her forehead. She stared out of the view screen with determination and desperate control.
Last report from Base Omega, 00. Security has been breached. The base is contaminated. Nanotech has spread beyond the base and out into the planet's ecosystem. God knows what it will do there. It's all Marlow's fault, damn him. He was in overall charge of the scientific team. Impeccable record. But while everyone else was working on the official experiments, he had his own very unofficial experiments going on. He had this dream of becoming superhuman, of having the nanos make him over into something far beyond human limitations. He exposed himself to his own specially coded nanos, and unfortunately, they didn't kill him. We have no idea of what he's become. He disappeared from the base several hours ago. From what we can understand of his notes, he coded the nanos to rework them from the DNA up and program them for open-ended evolution. He then either released them into the base or they escaped. They were programmed to multiply endlessly, using any and all available matter for base material. People inside the base have been changing. They don't look like superhumans to me. I've raised the base force shield so no one else can leave. I don't trust what people are becoming. There's been a lot of killing, physical transformations, strange shapes in the corridors. There are monsters and nightmares running loose in the base, and nothing seems to stop them. Every quarantine we set up is breached almost immediately. The nanos are everywhere. They're in me, too. I can feel them moving, changing things. So that leaves me only one option. I'm going to download this log into a buoy at the starport and then launch it by remote control. It's far enough away from the base that it should still be uncontaminated. And now I'm going to hit the base's self-destruct and blow us all to hell. Damn you, Marlow. This is Base Commander Ingrid Jorgensen signing off.